Okay, up next will be Washington coach Chris Peterson. We do have coach online. The Huskies have an open date returning to action Saturday, October 28th against UCLA. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good late morning, coach.
Good morning.
Coach, missed tackles, missed assignments, missed blocks, drop passes, missed field goals. Have you ever coached a game where so many things went wrong for you?
Well, I haven't coached many games where we played like that on offense. Our defense played well enough to win, for sure. And when you get into the Pac-12 and play, you know, the better teams, you're gonna miss tackles. But, you know, you hold a team to, you know, 13 points, you should be able to win. But we just, you know, didn't play good enough on that other side of the ball.
Coach, you have the bye week coming up. Coming off a loss, would you rather play right away the next week or have an extra week to work out what went wrong?
Well, we don't have a choice. So, you know, we use it as this is a good time to work out the things that we weren't good at and improve and build some skill.
Good luck with the bye week, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
And again, that is star one for questions. Your next question is from Kyle Kensing, Athlon Sports.
Yeah, Coach, I believe the Pac-12 hasn't had an undefeated champion since 2010. What makes conference play so difficult and so much parity where, you know, you have competitive games pretty regularly week in and week out?
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, you said the words that there's so much parity, and it is difficult. You know, I think as soon as you got parity, that's what makes it difficult. And you know, I've been saying this since even before I've been in this conference, because I was in it a long time ago. That on any given weekend, I mean, there's no question. If you don't play well, you're going to get beat. And you know, I've said that to our team numerous times. They know it. And it's another thing to be able to do it and handle it. And so it is. It's a, you know, I think it's a fun conference for people to pay attention to, because you can't take anything for granted around here.
And with the travel, is it difficult at all when you go into conference games that are so geographically different, like when you go from Seattle to Tempe where it's dry and pushing 100 degrees? Is that a challenge at all for players to make that transition?
You know, I don't know anywhere. I don't know really anything else, because I've always just been in the West, and I don't think it's a, you know, I really don't think it's a big deal. I mean, we travel so efficiently and so well. You know, the weather certainly wasn't a factor for us. We played in the evening time, and so the weather was really good. And you know, sometimes you get into colder climates and all those type of things, but to me that's just kind of football. So I don't know how much of an effect that has or not. I mean, I think everybody in this conference travels fast and pretty efficiently.
Thank you.
Okay.
And again, that is star one for questions.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. There you go, Chris. Appreciate your
okay.
We have one. We've got a follow-up here.
Okay.
Your next question is from Kurt Craigthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Chris, what was kind of the story behind Arizona State's pass rushing success?
They got good players. You know, I don't think there's any big story other than they got good players and we didn't block them good enough. You know, they didn't do – you know, they didn't bring a ton of pressure or anything like that. We just they did a good job doing that, and then coupled with coverage, you know, it usually goes hand in hand, and they did a good job.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, last chance. Any more questions for Coach? That's it. All right, Chris, thanks for your time today.
Okay.
Enjoy the open weekend, and talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right.